Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and as we do, we're fresh off of coming back from Cozumel. I can only imagine there was some diving going on. Is writer and podcaster Rob Morse? Did you go down there to dive?
I did, sir. I spent a little over 18 hours underwater.
Right.
Yep. Fortunately, all the parts that I took down came back up with me. I like that.
Well, that's good to know. That's good.
Yeah, I hate when you leave important things behind. It just, no, it changes the whole complexion of the day.
Indeed.
Not worth it.
Indeed.
Do you remember where we left off? And that was before we had more news than we could cover.
I wrote it down. We're going to talk about what you want to look for in a new gun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you and I come at it from a very, most of the people that I teach, okay, I'm in Louisiana and everybody, yeah, my brother got a gun. My uncle let me shoot when I was a kid. But I don't find a lot of people who are deep into the competition sports and go, yeah, you know, on that reset, I'm just looking for a different shoot. That's not where they are. On the other hand, you've seen some really top-of-the-line firearms that are just incredible shooting machines. So we're really talking about a different perspective and a different gun and a different discussion.
Right. Well,
I saw something, I think it was on Keep and Bear Arms, where somebody said when a person reviews a firearm, they want to be very objective. How did it behave? Not about what they like. But when you grab a gun, what other people said about it doesn't matter at all. What you're trying to generate is you want to touch enough firearms that you go, oh, they do feel different, and this one feels better for what I intend to do.
Right.
Yeah. So for you and I, it's almost all about conceal carry. So on the other hand, there have been people – now, here was an interesting stat I looked up recently. I was rereading an old report. Most gun owners own 5 guns. Well, of course they do. Of course, I mean, just think about it. You want the kid's 22 rifle, typically, often a Ruger 10/22. That's probably the first gun they learned to shoot, maybe a Cricket. Okay, do you have a shotgun? Do you do any field work at all? Or do you just have that for home defense or defense of your neighborhood? Oh, you conceal carry. Oh, you want to introduce someone to shooting a pistol. Okay, now we're talking probably about a 22, although lots of people do learn on a 9. But wait a minute, we're up there at 4 guns right now and we haven't gotten to a hunting rifle yet. Right?
Yeah.
So when someone says, I want to learn to shoot a gun, you have to go, or I want to go shopping for a gun, the answer isn't, oh, I really like it. It's what you want to do with it. And I'm of the opinion that if I had to hand somebody a gun, it would be a Ruger 10/22 with a laser on it. If you're not familiar with firearms, everything used to have iron sights.
Right.
Then we put red dots on them. Then we added lights and lasers. So, you know, it's a little bit like the cat and mouse game. You put the red dot on something, and it's going to have a hole in it. So that would be, is that the gun? I want to defend my family. If something bad happens, and it might not just be me, it might be my wife, it might be my teenage daughter, well, are you going to practice very much? Do you want to conceal carry? I don't think I want to practice much. I'm saying, well, let's back up. And so this is part of the discussion you want to have at the gun store and maybe at more than one gun store, because sometimes that's hard to hear. If a guy's there just selling handguns, and he may be really good at it, and you're thinking you want a self-defense 20-gauge shotgun, and he can't hear that, okay, he'll give you his best call. But you might, just like, you want to visit more than one car dealership before you buy a car.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's a good comparison, but at the same time, that's, you know, like you go to different gun stores, they may have the same guns. Now, there's some gun stores that I go to because they specialize in a certain type of gun. That I completely get. But the rest of these things, you know, I just think about it. I just wonder about it, and it just you know, when I'm thinking about a gun that I want. And for me, that's almost nebulous for me, isn't it? Because I jump around a lot.
Yes. Well, didn't you have like a 45-70 lever gun for a while?
I did. And that was a great gun, except for one thing. The 45s, first of all, held 4 rounds. So it doesn't even hold as much as my shotgun does. And the other thing is that it held 4 rounds, and the rounds it held, every time I fired the gun, it didn't go kapoom, it went ka-ching. I mean, 45-70 ammo, when I had that gun, was really expensive.
Yeah, what you're launching what? Better part? It's not $5 bills, but it's
about
several
three.
Dollars.
Yeah, it's about three.
Yeah, I was going to say. So, on the other hand, 45-70 joke. A friend was shooting one he had, and we're saying, oh, that's really interesting. That was the first bullet I ever saw in flight.
Slow
motion. We're shooting. The sun was almost casting our shadow on the target 100 yards away.
Right.
Right at sunset. And we were seeing the reflected light off the back of the copper jacketed bullet.
That must have been sick.
And I went, wait a minute. That's not a tracer. What the heck is that? There was this golden BB flying out, and you could see it drop on the target. And I went, oh, so that was a tracer. That was a training. We called everybody to see, and you said, come quick, because the sun's going down. We won't be able to do this long. It was a night training class, and we were there just before getting everything sighted in. But if you want to defend your home, unless you want to defend your neighbor's home by shooting through their walls and three other people, the 45-70 might not be where you'd start.
No.
No. On the other hand, we go. Yeah.
Well, I mean, what I was thinking about. I do this series with Dean about where guys are out there elk hunting or something, and then a grizzly bear or two or three discover that they have taken an elk.
Yes.
And that now the grizzly bear is coming after them. And there's been instances where they, you know, they had weapons, but they were like in the backpack or something like that. And
right.
Bear spray didn't work. They would hose the bear down with all kinds of bear spray. And I was just trying to develop what I would consider the elk watch out, lookout list, or the lookout kit that you'd want to carry. So I made that 45-70 gun to be my T-Rex gun, and it was. And then I was going to mate it with a 10mm by Roger Ward, or a big 357 Magnum pistol.
Right.
And I figured I would have the grizzly bear stopping kit with it.
Yes. Or what did you call it? The grizzly bear welcome wagon kit.
Yeah, that one. And all that. You know what? We're coming up on the first break. We'll continue this when we get around. Rob is a world traveler. He goes everywhere. Wherever there's water, he's going to dive in it. But we're talking about what you're looking for when you're buying a gun. Some of you may be new. Some of you may be wishy-washy like me. Just some food for thought. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back. Webster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
This is Lock and Load, talking to Rob Morris. We started out speaking about what you might want to look into when you're buying a gun. And you were talking about your average gun owner buys five. Let's talk about the gun owner, or the wannabe gun owner, the one that's seen everything, looked at all the statistics, seen the police pulling back, saying, oh my gosh, I got to have something to protect myself with. Let's talk about those guys.
Right. And are you living alone?
Well, yeah.
Now, again, here's another statistic. Most offenses occur on property and but outside the home. And what I'm thinking is, oh, that's probably when you're coming or going.
Right.
You drive up. You're, oh, someone was waiting for you. You're leaving. Somebody was waiting for you. That's the fantasy is I'll hear them outside. I'll go get my gun. That does work sometimes. We find a large number of defenses are like that. The large number of attacks, though, you don't hear them coming. You get to defend yourself with what you have right now. And if that's your wallet and a set of keys, that's what they're going to take the wallet. You got to use your keys in your hand because that's all you have. So you have to think very clearly and study the issues. If you knew you were going to be attacked on your front porch, but you didn't know when, you'd carry concealed because then it would be with you. And you'd say, wait a minute, but my wife comes and goes too. My teenagers come and go. Shouldn't they be protected too? Well, yeah. And if you're going to have guns in the home and you're all going to carry, I understand that you would just always have that dirty, hairy, great big revolver in mind, but that might not be the best gun for your teenage daughter. Now, there are exceptions because I've known some teenagers who just rock that gun. And if so, more power to all of you. And maybe you want to standardize on large revolvers, but you'd be the exception. So if you're thinking about how your family will defend itself, then maybe you go, you know, I really like this flavor, but my wife and daughter and son like this. So would you be willing to compromise, not necessarily on the same gun,
right,
but on the same style? Can you, for example, can you trade magazines back and forth? Yeah, you can if you think about it. Not just ammunition, but magazines. But and the great news is we are living in the golden age of firearms. There really is one for daddy bear, mama bear, and baby bear, where you go, you know, this, I'm trying to carry it. It feels too big. I'm trying to carry it. It feels too small. I can't even get my hands on it. There's one for everybody.
That'd be a tough, you know. I understand exactly what you're saying, and I understand exactly. I've got these scenarios playing in my head where this would play out. Wouldn't it, if you had the means to do so, would it behoove you to maybe buy two guns?
I think that's a bare minimum. Those are rookie numbers. Bill, what do you think?
Well, I'm just thinking that if I, you know, so like, with the P320, which I don't own one and I don't intend to own another one until they address certain issues. But one thing that they do is the lower grip module, they have a narrow one and they have a standard one. They have a narrow one for smaller hands. So
yes.
if you had a gun, if you were going to go with a gun, maybe, and this is where it gets sort of dicey because like the Glock system, for example, one of the things the Glock system does so well is that a 9mm magazine that works in a Glock 34 is going to work in a Glock 26. As long as you're in the wide body setup of Glocks. Now, they got the 43, the 48, 43X. They are more narrow. And so they won't take those magazines that are happening. But I'm just, you know, I would think that the perfect tandem would be at a bare minimum a Glock 17 and a Glock 19.
For example, perfect. And now those in some sense will take the same magazine, not really because the 17's magazine is longer.
Right.
But there's now the hybrid where, oh, it's a 15 grit. It's
the Glock 45
grip or stock section. Yeah, the Glock 45. So now, okay, let's talk to the beginners or what the experienced guys are now shouting at the radio or their earphones going, but you didn't mention, oh, we can stack ammunition in different configurations. In some cases, the cartridges are double wide, and in some cases, they're just in a single stack.
Right.
By the way, there's like stack and a half in there too, but let's ignore that for now. So when you grab the firearm, oh, this feels okay, but it feels unusually wide, or, oh, it's narrow, I think I could care. Again, there's so much to here. You have to go grab the gun to find out. Don't take anybody's word for it. Go put your hands on it. And you must shoot it. When we were shopping, again, my wife, here's what a lot of people do who are new to guns. The smaller gun looks less intimidating. I think I'd like that one. What they forget is that that smaller gun is going to absorb, given the same cartridge, the same recoil as a larger firearm. Therefore, the small one will be snappier in their hand and right. harder to control.
Right.
So when you let them shoot it, they want the Glock 17, if not a great big target model that's got a 9-inch barrel. And then when they go, I want to conceal it, even if I'm carrying it around the property, all of a sudden they go, man, unless I'm going to change my clothes and how I dress a little bit, am I just going to put that pocket gun in the pocket of my pants? And by the way, and nobody tells them this, we now do concealed carry fashion shows. You can get yoga pants with holsters built in them. So there's so much you really have to learn before you can decide how I'm going to carry.
Yeah. Although I do.
You and I are not really influenced by the yoga pants, other than we like to look at them, but not, no.
Yeah. Women have so many more different ways to carry a gun. It's not fair.
I knew a guy who goes, he had a sticky holster in his briefcase because it was a non-permissive environment.
Right.
And it was had its own little compartment. It looked like a little daytimer. You know, the leather portfolio things where you'd, oh, sure. It's my calendar. It's my spare phone. It's a subcompact. Because dress shirt tucked inside. Nope. Didn't have a jacket or was in a situation where you might have to take it off. So yeah, what fits me and my situation might be nothing like yours. So you're going to go shoot it. You're going to see how it fits. You're going to, There are some, and I have to credit Walther for this, to make a small firearm shoot well, the springs need to be very stiff sometimes.
Yeah.
And that can make it hard for beginners to rack the slide. I guarantee you have the strength, but it is intimidating at first. And Walther put in kind of a dampener system, so they didn't have to use quite as stiff a spring.
Hang on for me, if you will. We'll be right back.
Sure.
This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to announce he's running for president tomorrow. Correspondent Von Hilliard says DeSantis will launch his bid live on Twitter.
He has access to millions of Americans, a platform that, frankly, a political operation could not have access to in real time.
Twitter owner Elon Musk has already stated he supports DeSantis over former President Trump. A second IRS whistleblower is raising concerns about how the investigation into President Biden's son Hunter is being handled. The New York Post says the new whistleblower is a special agent in the IRS Financial Crimes Group. He claims he was ousted from the case after questioning the Department of Justice. There's been an unexpected jump in new home sales. Government figures show sales rose just over 4% in April. However, new home sales are only rising in the South and Midwest. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. And we're talking about buying a gun and the certain things that you can look for in certain guns.
And you were saying, Bill,
yeah.
I want to interrupt and tell people where to find me.
Absolutely, please do.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing is picked up at Ammoland, where I write the Armed Citizens column, and at OpsLens, where some of my more political gun columns appear. Thank you, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Now, this is where a clued-in gun store employee is invaluable. On the other hand, sometimes you're not lucky, and it is a matter of luck. You get the guy, the woman comes in, and she goes, I'd like a gun, and goes, don't worry, little lady, you should shoot a detective special revolver. By the way, and that's a mockery of the 1960s. I've had people take a revolver and, Bill McCormick, who now runs, Firearm School of Seattle, goes, I took a firearms class and I never realized how weak my index finger is. By the way, she is a wonderful shooter on around, 45. That's what she carries.
Right.
But she sat there and just starts going click, 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 advance. And she goes, wow, after 15, 20 shots, my finger's worn out. I had to rest because, okay, in some revolvers, you're talking about taking about a gallon. Imagine something that weighs about a gallon and a half of milk, okay? And now lift it up and down an inch and a quarter. Do that 20 times. Okay, try to do that without changing how you're gripping with the rest of your hand, because in a firearm, as we change our grip when we move our trigger finger, we're going to move the sights. So it's not difficult, but it takes some attention. And people well-meaning will recommend a revolver. It doesn't have safeties. It is effectively a pretty simple manual of arms, but it's not necessarily the easiest firearm to shoot. On the other hand, I've seen people start, and I forget who it was. Do you remember those 22 target revolvers? They actually had a safety on the side. You would put in a transfer bar, and you could dry fire it completely, but it wouldn't shoot. Do you remember those?
I vaguely.
Yeah. Women's Day at the range. Somebody brought one, and I thought, what a good idea. Here, we'll let somebody shoot. I know the cylinder's full. Keep shooting until you, okay, does it feel comfortable? And you, it's not an 11-pound trigger pull. It's a much more manageable 4 or 5. And then we just turned off the safety, and it felt exactly the same, and they were going to work. Now there's one. When someone says, I want to get a gun, I want to teach my granddaughter to shoot, you know, the lever action, the pistol caliber carbine, even that's probably too much. We're talking about a cricket rifle. The wonderful thing is manufacturers have made a firearm to fill pretty much every available niche. There's one I didn't even know about until a couple of years ago. And I haven't had a chance to shoot these yet. These mini shot shells, Bill? The standard might be 2.5, then they're 2 3/4. Magnum loads are 3. And by the way, one shotgun can handle different lengths. But I think they can modify them, and the shotgun shell is like 1.5 inches long. So now your magazine holds, instead of holding 5, it holds 10. You're not going to go hunt birds with it, but you're definitely going to change someone's mind inside your house. And I thought that was a brilliant solution to optimizing a smoothbore shotgun for home defense.
Yeah. I looked at one the other day that I thought would be ideal for it. I haven't figured out what I'm going to do. Have you ever seen one of those double-barreled stagecoach shotguns?
Yes.
They look like they'd be really maneuverable around the house.
They are.
Have you tried to set one up that way?
I haven't. In fact, one of the first shotguns I ever fired was that coach gun.
Yeah.
you remember, you get 2 shots and you're done.
Right.
And for shooting sporting clays, the most clays they'll throw you are 2, so that worked out. The good news is, if you have some athleticism and you're used to pointing, you don't use the sights. You're using instinctive shooting, and then you went, oh, I have to lead the target just as if I were leading somebody running on a ball field, and I'm going to put the ball where they're going to be, do that with a shotgun, hit the clay. It's great, but it depends on what you're bringing to the sport.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed.
We talked about the armed defender who a few weeks ago stopped. There were actually 5 armed robbers. 4 of them were in the gas station convenience store at the same time. And all 4 in there, masked, armed, they're robbing the clerk. They're robbing all the customers. We can't get the video, and I think the reason is because some of the robbers were under 18, and, oh, you wouldn't want to mar. Anyway, it's okay. The police won't let us see it. And he outshot the 4 guys, wounded 3 of them. So here's the issue I have. I can easily imagine where I'm over at the getting a soft drink at the cooler that's way at the edge of the store, and these 4 guys are in there. They're all lined up. They're robbing the people at the counter. They're robbing the clerk behind the counter. Maybe they're even robbing another customer or other customers that aren't standing right there. If they're lined up in a line and I move over so that I can only see one of them, that means only one of them can shoot at me at a time. So if you want to defend yourself, the gun is part of it. Touching the gun enough so that you know what you can do is great. and taking a couple of classes and walking through what self-defense looks like is invaluable, because I suspect this defender was handed a golden opportunity and he went, "Ooh, I recognize what to do now." And he went to work.
I like it. You know, some of these things, it's just very hard to, every time you tell one of these stories, I try to superimpose myself in that. And I try to think to myself, would I be that good at it? Would I be that, would I have that presence of mind? And that's the thing. It's all about the presence of mind sometimes. And I wonder about that.
Well, now here's where, no, okay, I'm going to give you credit. You report, I've listened to you millions of times, don't exaggerate, thousands of times, and you talk about these stories. I can hear the theater of the mind, and you see it unfold. Here's what's true about armed defense. We have to recognize a solution where we know what to do, because we will not have time to think about it. I hear breaking glass in my home. I recognize what to do because that's been part of my safety plan with my family. Because literally, rubbing two brain cells together and thinking about what to do, not happening at 1 a.m. Just sorry.
Tell you what, hold it right there, if you will. If you want to tell everybody how to find you right quick before we head into this. You want to do that again real quick?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. 20 minutes, snack food of a podcast. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. We have guests. We run an hour and a half. My blog is at slowfactstarwordpress.com. 2,100 articles. And then my recent stuff is carried at Ammoland and Opslands.
And he goes diving a lot. I'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. And, how do we want to leave this off? We've been talking about buying guns and people using them. Where would you like to go now?
Well, we could slide into politics.
Okay.
And you and I talk about this all the time. Oh, a Democrat politician proposes a gun ban and there's a rush to buy guns at the gun store.
Sure.
After the U.S. Supreme Court said individuals have the right to keep and bear arms. That means for self-defense. That means in public. And you may ask them questions like, do you have a criminal record? And if the answer is no, then the state is obligated to give you a license. Some states, Illinois, New York, many anti-gun states, actually, then posed a bunch of laws, passed a bunch of laws, to restrict that right. They said, okay, we may have to give you a permit to carry, but we're going to make it impossible for you to do so. And then everything then became, quote, an assault weapon, any semi-automatic weapon in some cases. There was a U.S. District Judge, Stephen McGlynn. I read his decision when I was in the airport. And he was so clear. Now, he hasn't decided on the case. He's decided on what's called a preliminary injunction. A preliminary injunction says, you know, this law, what the plaintiffs say, this law infringes their rights. The state says, no, it doesn't. We're trying to solve a problem. Okay. Who is more likely to be right? Who will suffer irreparable harm? And if they're going to suffer that harm, could we just make it right with money in the end? And he goes, no, this is people's safety. This is people's lives. And he said, he issued a preliminary injunction, which says that law cannot be enforced. The technical word is enjoined on the entire state of Illinois. Now there's a problem because he's in the Southern Federal District of Illinois. There was a judge in the Northern District who said, oh, that law's fine. So I predict the state will appeal it. But for now, that law's enjoined. And a bunch of people who went, you know, I should get a gun. I was reading that the gun stores have lines out the door in Illinois.
Really?
Yeah. What do I buy?
No.
You want me to send you the link?
No. This is the thing. The thing you started out with, whenever they do that, there's a spate of gun buying when that happens. Now,
right.
You know, What do you think about panic buying? This, I refer to that as panic buying.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know that's the exact opposite of what they're trying to spur on, right?
Right.
But then I go back, you know, during the run-up to the 2016 election, there was a bunch of panic buying going on because everybody was just so sure then Donald Trump was going to lose to Hillary Clinton, and then she was going to ban AR-15s, and then I don't know what people thought they were going to do with the ones that they were buying, but, I mean, at that particular moment, you could go to Academy Sports and buy an entry-level $400 AR and sell it online for $2,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why aren't we buying what we want and not in a panic?
Now.
Yeah.
Right.
That's my question.
Well, and millions of us are. What was it? Gosh, I hate to. It's fuzzy here. I remember that there were, I think in the last 3 years, about 5 million new gun owners. Wow. No previous firearms ownership.
Right.
But a lot of people were on the fence. They're going, yeah, I should get a gun. All right, when will I do it? I've got other things that seem more important. What? What? You say I can't go get a gun anymore? Well, I want to go get one now before that happens to me. The same issue with, what is it, bread and toilet paper just before it snows, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bread and milk. I don't know why.
Yeah. somebody's making a lot of French toast. That's just human nature.
Right.
What I'm pleased to see is, and this touches me, my heart on so many levels. We've not only seen more people go, wow, our politics is messed up right now, and we've disarmed many of the police. We've told them not to respond in many situations. We've defunded them in many cases, and I'm on my own. Wow. I need to protect myself. People went to get training. They did more than get a shotgun and a box of shells and put it under the bed and pretend that was enough to defend them and their family. So, wow. In so many states where we used to require a license to own a firearm, it's now constitutional carry. By the way, didn't North Carolina just become that?
They're voting on it. South Carolina held up. North Carolina. North Carolina will probably go, and then I don't know what South Carolina says, because then we're going to be bordered by nothing but constitutional carry states.
Right. The people go, oh, I don't need a permit to carry anymore, but I do need training. Because, by the way, how many of you have seen this? And this is a rite of passage of as a dad. Hi, daughter. You and I are going to change a tire that's not flat yet. Because if this happens to you, you need to be able to do this. You do it to sons too, but it's not quite the same issue.
Right.
And you need the training before you need to exercise the skills. And what's so funny is people come back and go, you know, there was a time I was worried about concealed carrying. I go, of course. Of course, because you haven't done it before. There's so many new experiences in life. Until you have the experience, you don't know what you don't know. And in some sense, I would ask new gun owners, new gun shoppers, be easy on yourself. This is your first gun, not necessarily your last gun. Don't fall in love with it. And also, if you go to the store, try enough different things so you go, wow. There is a place for that revolver. There is a place for that subcompact. You know, the standard size gun really shoots well. And you'll develop those conversational skills to recognize different situations, which firearm fits you where.
Indeed. Indeed.
Let's see. I know.
I figured that out this past weekend, by the way.
What? Tell me.
So, I took out now one thing to understand is that there's a couple of more little hiccups I've got to get in place. I've decided to stop carrying guns that I haven't shot, even though I'm almost certain they're going to be good to go. So I've had like 3 guns here that I had not shot yet till this past weekend. One of them I set up to be the carry gun, the Walther PDP.
Right.
Now, I also shot an FN-509 and a CZ-P07. And There's still a little bit of a learning curve on the Walther PDP, but I have this sense that if I can just figure out one thing about it, because the grip is completely different, the grip on the PDP. Have you ever gripped one?
I've not.
It will throw you because it's so good, right? And I was watching as I was shooting the gun, and I know that it's a lightweight pistol. It's very carry-friendly as far as that goes. It looks top-heavy as all get out, but it's very carry-friendly. And as I was shooting, I was realizing that my grip was coming a little loose because I watched it in slow motion. So I've got to take it back out and practice, and I've got to zero the optic. And once I've done those two things, I think it'll be a fine gun. The other two guns surprised me, though, because the FN-509, just as steady a performer as you'd ever want, and the CZ-P07, once you get in into single action, it's just nothing but captain accuracy. But, yeah, carry guns are it's an easy thing now. It really just comes down to what do you prefer, because most of them that are being offered are actually very good choices. But before we run out of time, tell everybody how to find you.
It's been a pleasure, Bill. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. Both come out once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. Hopefully I get a couple articles up there a week. Mm. My writing is then picked up. It's carried at Ammoland for the Gun Stop. And for the Guns and Politics, that's now carried at OpsLens.
I'm going to have to go check them out. OpsLens.
Dan Wass writes there as well.
Okay. The good gun, bad guy.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining me today. I'm glad you're back from Cozumel. It's always a pleasure to have you on and to have these conversations. And coming up next, as we do, it's going to be Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.